This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? And loving you so, 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 so.
Loving you so is the underscore here. How are you doing? We are doing well, and our wish is that you would do well as well. When I say we, the DJV experience includes me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Here we are doing X. People say, what do you do for a living? Well, I do X, and it brings me to Y, and that makes Z. Ever? How'd you do in algebra? Victoria, you a good algebraian? No, I guess
I
not.
I passed, but I wasn't great.
Were you happy about going to school? Happiness. What about? I want all of you to think about how happy you are at this moment in your life, and then bring a memory into your life and see if it makes you happy. How about school? With you.
It depends. I didn't love middle school, but as I got through like junior high and high school, I loved.
Mm-hmm. And? That's it? College?
Well, what else? Well,
independence?
Yeah, I mean, I went to a boarding school for high school, so I had that sort of independence already. So by the time I got to college, it was kind of passe, in a sense. Yeah. But high school was definitely the most fun, and all my friends are still from high school.
Ah. How about that? Your friends are high schoolians.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people keep their friends from high school or college. Sometimes there are the best connections made in those. I can tell you the two or three people that I am, one of groups of people, my Heidelberg family, Ted Siller and Sandra Gerhardt, they're those two, and Tony Paradiso, but he was on the board of trustees with me, but he wasn't there. And Ralph Talmadge, they weren't there either. He was on the board with me. But those people I consider to be real friends, and they've been my friends forever. Jennifer, how about you? When you think of being happy and how you are with your friends, does happiness constitute friendship or vice versa?
Yeah, I think they would go hand in hand. I don't think that you have to have one or the other necessarily, but I think they definitely help each other out. I, too, keep most of my friends. Like, when I think about if I carried over any friends from school, it was definitely high school.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my closest friends came out of high school, actually. And, I think looking back, I was happier in school than I thought I was, but I really did not like school. I was bored. I was shy. So mm-hmm. I didn't really like having to go and hang out with people my own age. I was kind of a strange kid in that because I was an only child, I was forced to sort of become an adult early.
Yep.
And so it was more uncomfortable for me to hang out with people my own age than it was for me to hang out with adults. And so I think that kind of drove me, maybe that insecurity around people my own age drove me to think I didn't like school. But now when I look back on it, I go, oh, man, that was fun.
That was
the least of my worries.
I would bet if we polled random people that went to high school with you or just school in general, that you were probably so much more popular than you knew. Because I bet you were. Let's just say this. I bet you were universally liked.
I mean, here, my deal was, as a kid, I just never talked to anybody. And people can, now that know me, go, wow, how in the heck is that possible?
Yeah.
Because when I was 18, literally, when I graduated high school, I graduated at 17. And in that year, between 17 and 18, I had, like, this life-changing moment. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. Even if I'm shy on the inside, which I still am, by the way, and people who know me best know this.
Yep,
about me, that I'm still this shy kid on the inside. But I decided at 18 to fake it till I make it. And so I just started faking or doing this, this confident routine, this friendly, mm-hmm. outgoing routine. And all of a sudden, it's stuck in. So I don't think that that's a fake part of my personality anymore. It just is me. But it took a conscious effort for me to change because I was truly shy. I would guess, I would actually say I wasn't, the people that knew me liked me because I was nice. But I would say most people that went to school with me didn't even know it.
They didn't know you were with them.
No.
One of the most insecure people I have ever met in my entire life is Rush Limbaugh. I was taken back the first night I had an experience with him. He and I had dinner together, and I just was, he was a closet. Like, okay, put me over in the corner and leave me there. And that comes with a lot of people who are quote unquote personalities.
Insecure.
I'm pretty secure, but I am very shy. When you get really right
you
down
are
to
shy.
It, I don't like to be in big. I have a very small circle of friends, and I have a smaller circle of people that I'm intimate with in terms of what they know about me and what makes me tick and stuff, and I like it that way, frankly. Well, is that because I feel insecure? Not at this point in my life. I actually have come to grips in the last year or so with a great deal of knowledge about what makes me tick, what I'm willing to accept in my life and what I want, what makes me happy, that sort of stuff, which brings me back around to the whole reason for this exercise, thinking every single day when you get up about your happiness quotient, what you should do to keep yourself happy. How do you strive to be happy? Do you even think about it? And if you don't, you ought to. Pay attention to what makes you happy. I don't mean what makes you laugh. We were talking about Don Rickles and what's funny. That's not what makes you happy. It might be an experience. Going to a concert. I can go to a lot of places, and I do, by myself. And I enjoy myself. Would I rather have company? Yeah, probably. Unless it's somebody who doesn't enjoy whatever it is that I'm experiencing, and then it's kind of, it's not much of an experience. You're better off to go by yourself. But I can be by myself and be amused. I've been by myself. I grew up by myself. And I think that's maybe part of it, Jennifer, which you just said sort of resonated with me. Because even though I had an older sister and a younger sister, I was all by myself. I was alone. And
I think that's where you and I kind of click on a deeper level, is that we get that about each other, I think.
Right. Yeah. And so then you grow up and your need to express. I was a very good student. I was not popular. I wasn't popular with other students because they didn't get me. And I was popular with teachers, though. And later in life, when I was I had started and became quite successful on the radio locally, the people who knew me, who taught school with me, who taught me in school, they all said they got it. I understand how you could do that because I was always, as much as I was to myself, I was always asking why. I was so full of questions because I really was innately curious, as I am today. That's why one of the things that makes me good at what I do is because my curiosity gets the best of me sometimes. In this circumstance, sometimes it doesn't serve me well when it comes to relations, although I want answers to questions, and sometimes I don't get them, and it's very frustrating in that circumstance. So, but it doesn't keep me from being happy. I think I'm very happy most of the time, and when I'm not, I wear it like a polka-dot shirt. If you all can tell, it's very interesting. Jennifer, especially, she can tell by
your voice.
Yeah,
it's a dead giveaway.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell when you're worried about something. I can tell when you're happy about something. It's really strange. But, when you get close to people, I mean, gosh, we've heard each other's voices almost every day for 11 years. I mean,
yep.
Yeah.
who can you say that
about?
There'd
be something wrong if you didn't know each other that well.
Yeah, that under strange. The circumstances. Yep. So.
Are you going to cry?
What just happened? What's going on? Jen, translate.
I don't know.
You're the Doug Whisperer.
Well, I think today is also the anniversary of something.
Yep. Oh, no. Oh, really?
Day.
Oh, jeez,
for those
I'm
that
sorry.
You don't know, we should probably explain, and I'll do it for you. Today's the anniversary of Charlotte passing away, right? Leaving this world and on to the next.
Yep. 2 years ago?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
I can't believe
sorry.
It's been 2 years.
Wow. Oh, that just, I think about that all the time with my little guy who's 14, and that's just, oh, man, I don't even know how I'm going to ever deal with that. This will be me someday. Yeah. Jen's going to have to tell everybody for me.
It's all about love. It's okay.
Yep. Well, that love, love is energy, and it doesn't ever die.
No.
Can't ever be destroyed.
It's missing the presence, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Physical being, yeah. You know, anytime you lose someone, gosh, there are many times when I go, oh, I feel my grandmother. I feel, you know, you feel her around you. But, man, just being able to touch that hand or just, you know, I mean.
Yeah, but there's nothing, I can't tell you that there's any being that's ever been in my life when I was upset when my mother died, but I was more relieved because she'd been sick for so long. Even though I took care of her the last year or so of her life, it was nothing but relief. When my father died, I didn't feel any real serious or strong emotion. I was sad about it. When Tony died, I was sad. I think there are things that happen to you in life that even though there are people, but things die. And so you take stock of that stuff as well.
Well, she's always with you, and that.
I'm not going to excuse myself because it's how I feel.
Yeah.
And it just it really interesting, as I did say it earlier to Karen, and it went out of my mind until just now.
So. Well, here's some good news. Donald Trump dropped some missiles on Syria.
That's something to cheer you up in the morning.
If you need something good to focus on, there you go.
Actually, I got here to the house in California last night about 7 o'clock, and the sun was still out. It was actually quite beautiful here. I got off the plane, and it was exactly the opposite of what it was when I got off the plane above.
It was very warm,
cold, and it was raining, and it was foggy. And when we took off yesterday afternoon, it was about 3 o'clock, and the bouncing and banging around. And everybody around me, I don't know whether I'm just numb to it now. I've been through it so many times, the plane could fly upside down, probably wouldn't bother me much. But all these people around me, because stuff was banging around as we were going up, I almost started to laugh. At people because they get so upset or so uptight about it.
Nervous.
And the reason
it is
because you don't really know what to expect. If you haven't done it a lot, you don't know what it means. You know, bouncing around on a plane at 30,000 feet isn't, you know, what it doesn't make you feel good unless you've been through it enough times to know that pretty soon the turbulence will stop and the plane will smooth out and it'll be like sitting in your living room watching the television.
That's just like life.
That's how I... Exactly. It smooths out.
My God,
Jennifer, that was so insightful. Because it is... Things go on. Things move on. You might not like the fact that you're going through an experience, whatever it is that you're going through, but on the other end of it, it will straighten itself out. It does. One way or the other, you have to... It may not be... Again, it might not be what you want. In the case of Charlotte passing, she was having a tough time. She'd been in an accident, lost her eyes, and for a year she was handled extraordinarily well. One of those things that actually brought Meredith and I closer together was that experience around Charlotte and how to keep her going. But more than anything else, Charlotte taught us.
Oh, we learn from our pets. So, I mean, Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, will tell us that too. I mean, I learn and laugh on an almost daily basis.
Oh my God,
from my pets.
Charlotte, that was hysterical.
Yeah.
And Jennifer will tell you one of the most amusing things. I think the first time she ever met Charlotte, Charlotte tore down the stairs into the studio, saw a box, grabbed all of that box and ripped the hell out, just shredded it in seconds.
Killed it.
Bulldogs must love doing that. My friend has two bulldogs, and if you walk in with a gift bag, which happened to me a few weeks ago for her birthday, her bulldog Linus jumped up and ripped the whole bottom of the gift bag right out of my hand.
Yeah.
They love doing that in boxes. And yeah.
Well, you know what that comes from. Bulldogs come from an area where there are lots of snakes, and they used to get a hold of the snakes and rip them apart. That's part of their DNA.
They would
get a hold of things like that, and they would also part of their training was to bulled the animals, the cattle and whatever around. Or they would grab if there was a lead on a horse or a smaller animal, they would grab the lead and be able to take them as well. So.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you for your sympathy. Didn't get any commercials done there, but we had a lot of good simpatico energy between all of us. 21 after the hour.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To like her. This is Trisha Yearwood.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, I'm not an easy sell when it comes to country music. You know that.
30 years is what it takes.
Three-time Grammy winner, star of the daytime Emmy-winning cooking show Trisha's Southern Kitchen. She took to Facebook yesterday to announce that she'll miss the April 30th stop on her tour with Garth Brooks to attend the daytime Emmys. Tour is scheduled to hit Champaign, Illinois on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, last weekend of April at the State Farm Center. Daytime Emmys will only affect the Sunday program. She said, quote, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is Trisha's Southern Kitchen has been nominated for its second Emmy. It's 1-1, up for another one. Only bad news is that the Emmys is on April 30th, which is the date in Champaign with my husband Garth. So the boss has given me the night off. I'm thinking about Champaign. What I know about Champaign, Urbana, there's a big pavilion there associated with the University of Illinois. I wouldn't have thought there were enough people. Maybe I'm missing something here. Champaign, Urbana is about 100,000 people, maybe 110. So in that, they've got enough to fill up the stadium three times on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Garth, wow. Is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Must be.
That must be a bummer.
Yeah, but that must be a bummer because I know, you know, a lot of fans of Trisha Yearwood, too, and then having them together, I mean, that must be a bummer to have her.
Well, they bought the tickets with the idea in mind probably they're going to see
both of them. So,
right.
Yeah. All right. Next up, musically, this is always the portion of each hour in which we dig into some musical stories, histories. Bon Jovi in the musical news today. He's postponed his stop at Madison Square Garden, which was to be tonight and tomorrow. They're going to reschedule it for next week. Apparently, this problem is he's got bronchitis, and he's been fighting it for a week. Quote, the decision was difficult to make, but made in the interest of delivering a full powerhouse performance for which Bon Jovi is known. I've never seen him. Is he sort of like Springsteen on stage?
Yeah.
Or Garth Brooks jumping around all over the place? And
Garth jumps more than anybody I've seen, but Bon Jovi is very good, and he plays for a long time.
Yeah, it's a high-energy show, so he definitely needs his full strength.
Okay. All right, so that's a Bon Jovi story. Now to the story that I don't like this, but I do like it because I'm a big fan of Willie Nelson's. A year ago yesterday, Merle Haggard died. I think yesterday we spent a good deal of time with some of his music and the memories of Merle Haggard. There's a new album from Willie Nelson out called God's Problem Child. And on this album is this song, He Won't Ever Be Gone, which is a tribute to Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson's friend. Let's crank this up, Terry. I'm sure they did.
Hi. Being the operative word, right?
Yes, right. Yes. Yep.
Music made us brothers till the end.
Wasn't Merle Haggard one of the Highwaymen? Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson. Wasn't Merle Haggard? Or who's the fourth member? Willie Nelson.
I don't know.
Kris Kristofferson.
That's good trivia. I don't know.
Yeah, you'd probably quickly find it out. I think Merle Haggard, I don't remember 100%, but I believe it was Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, and Merle Haggard.
It was Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings.
Oh, Waylon Jennings, okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a video that accompanies the song that shows Nelson recording the song, and there's some footage of Haggard that's in the studio as well. They put it together for the video for the song. Pretty compelling stuff. And it's hard to listen to Willie, no matter what the song is, there's an emotion, whatever, there's the undescribable word or words that go with Willie and his music. So, good tribute from Merle Haggard. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Probably of all the questions I get on the Pet Show, the one most disturbing to most pet guardians is their dog acts aggressively around other dogs, and they want to know why they have that problem. There are many reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another dog. He may just be afraid. He may be stressed because his space is being violated. He may feel the need to dominate. He may be protective of us. He may be very curious, or he may be overexcited. Sometimes what we perceive to be aggression may be the result of just hyper energy. The most important thing to remember, if your dog is aggressive towards other dogs, try to figure out why. If you're walking him on a leash, remember, that leash becomes his territory, and he's going to protect that. Maybe a longer leash. Also, if your dog is aggressive around the house, try to introduce him to other dogs on neutral territory. Very often, when a dog is on neutral territory and he meets another dog because there are so many distractions, the relationship is a lot stronger and resolves the behavioral problems a lot quicker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
I moved to Boston when I was 2. There was 14 of us in a 4-bedroom apartment in the projects in Boston. To be the first, actually, kid to buy a house in my family. I just realized that. I'm the first kid to buy a house. It's a very proud moment.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Stephan with Kara. I blew it backwards. Kara's at the controls in Washington, and there is Victoria Keelan, who's in New York City. The air has cleaned out. Is it windy and rainy there today, or is it nicer today than
it finally cleared yesterday? It was so rainy and flooding everywhere in the streets. It was really bad. And of course, you always manage to escape right when the weather gets bad. And you land.
It gets tough. Yeah. The dug gets going.
And he lands in sunny California.
I'm staying in California for about a week. And the weather, I looked at the forecast before I left and made up my mind when I was going back. By the time next weekend rolls around, supposed to be on average 70, and things will dry out. I have a brook that runs through my property next to the house.
A river runs through it?
Yeah. And last year during the drought, it dried up. I mean, it was scorched. Everything was scorched. And so as I was leaving yesterday, I was looking down from the bathroom as I was getting dressed, and the thing was overflowing. there's a little bridge that goes across it underwater. And all the way down, there's a, the horses are out in the back pasture, and the water was up all over. It was like a flood. It was a flood, not like a flood. It was a flood. And that's the prediction. There's supposed to be some more rain, I think, this weekend, and then it dries off. So, but it was needed, and it's good. And for those of you, I was talking with a lady who was a teacher on the plane coming out here yesterday, and we were talking about global warming, and she was an older lady who had elementary students. And I said, how did you teach your youngsters? The teacher, the school give you any guidelines, or did you just teach what you thought was important for youngsters to know about the climate and global warming? And she looked at me and she said, well, I have two thoughts. One of them is that the world continues. It was like I was listening to myself. She said, these things happen, and I teach the children about the cycles of the nature of the earth. As with cycle, everything about what lives goes through a cycle. It goes through life and death, and it is up and it's down. And it is, I mean, I thought how profound that was, but how great a message to give to youngsters in school. Life has its ebbs and flows. It has its ups and downs. It has its death and it has its birth. It has, you know, Meredith sent me a picture of Charlotte and said she wouldn't want me to be sad. And she's right. Because I remember more than anything else, for those of you who didn't hear, I was sort of, I don't know, moaning isn't the right word, but certainly thinking about Charlotte because she died 2 years ago today. And what's happened in those 2 years, we look at our lives and we say, my God, that was 2 years ago. That's what Jennifer said. It was 2 years. And think about what's happened and think of your life and what's happened in the various periods when you have been up or down or in or out or good or bad. And so in this circumstance, Meredith says, focus on the endless way she made me smile and laugh. She did. We were talking about what was funny before when we were talking about the passing of Don Rickles and who's funny and what's funny and what isn't and what is. And she was hysterical. She was, I think there was a post on the Facebook when she died. She was the one who was sort of like in all of the web stuff. And when she died, I took all that stuff. And it was interesting enough, sort of about the same time that Miles came in to the world. And so Miles became the focus of what I used to, you know, sort of put a focus on my life. But Charlotte was there. And, yeah, smiling. And whenever there was something going on that she could feel between Meredith and me, she would reflect it. The happiness or sadness or whatever it was, she was very reflective. And I'm betting that most of us, if the dogs get to know, they have no, there's no filter. You know, that's the great thing about dogs. There's no filter at all. There is pure emotion and even maybe pure logic when you think about it. You know, it's much more logical to be having a good time, isn't it? And to be close to something and somebody that you love. So, anyway, that's it's important to reflect. I know a lot of you lost loved ones, and you think about them on the day that they pass, or maybe you think about them on Christmas or other holidays. And the idea is to think about all the things. It's like a relationship. You know, if the relationship isn't what you would like it to be, instead of thinking about the things that are distracting and distressful, you think about the good stuff. Wow, look at all this fabulous time that we spent together, and look at all the fabulous things that we did together, and, you know, bracket it that way. It's easy to go into the dumpster, very easy to go down into that place where you do the oh, woe is me stuff, but how does that make you feel? How does that make your day better, in fact? Speaking about days that are good or bad, the story about this woman, this is how silly people are. This selfie craze, people are nuts. This woman in Sacramento.
So self-centered that will fall off of a bridge, right?
She fell off of a bridge in Sacramento, 60 feet, the highest bridge in California, while she was trying to snap a photo of herself. And the people who rescued her said she's lucky to be alive. She was walking with a group of friends along the girders of the bridge, and she stood up and attempted to take a selfie, and then she fell. I laugh about it because it's so stupid. Think about, and then I think about the stuff that I do I was thinking about something with Miles. I was up two weeks ago, when he and I were out walking along the road, and there's a 4-foot sort of cement wall in this particular area along Sunset. And, of course, me, I get up on it, and Miles is all excited. And then Megan comes out and sees me being silly. Well, Daddy, what are you doing? Don't teach him to do that. He's going to walk.
Yep.
I'm trying to sort
they're
of show off.
They're recording everything right now. It's
of
like
course.
A spy scheme. They've got it all videotaped in their brain.
Yeah.
Going on.
Megan needs to babysit her son and her father.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, that did.
That's for sure.
There's a certain amount of truth in that. Anyway, so this woman got hurt badly, fractured bones. There's going to be surgery, got a big cut in her arm and that kind of stuff. But the sheriff's office reminded people that they have ropes and wires around this stuff for a reason, so that you won't get up there. She climbed over and around and through them to get up to take the picture, and that's how she fell off. So, and the sheriff says, you'll be cited and arrested if you're found on any of these closed locations. So they're going to cite her.
How sad that has to be, that we have to arrest people so that they're not morons. I mean, come on.
Then there's the story of Andrea Christie, who is the Romanian woman who was injured on the Westminster Bridge, the terror attack there. She died yesterday at the age of, I think, 31. The last of the victims of this Khalid Masood, who rammed his car, remember, into the bridge a couple of weeks ago. She fell off the bridge down into the river.
Oh, she was the one knocked off the bridge. Okay.
She was the one who was knocked off the bridge.
Wow.
Yep.
What? Oh, I don't remember. What happened to him? Is he in custody or is he dead?
They shot him. Yeah,
okay.
He was dead. Bingo.
I knew they shot him, but I didn't remember if they killed him or if it was just to maim him.
He was easily dispatched, shall we say. All right. In a few moments, some interesting food news here on the DJV Experience. Right now, though, let's talk about your bedding. Let's talk about your living. Let's like. You know, we have the opportunity on Facebook to like things. All you ladies put a picture of the parachute store or whatever it is that you post and then like it, because people do like it. You like it. All of the four of us have parachute bedding on our beds, and we like it. And it's not because we're getting paid to like it. We would like it whether we were being paid to like it or not. That's the reality. I just was doing a promotional piece for advertisers for this program, and I was thinking about what it is that we sell. What do we talk about here, and why do people believe us? Because they can tell that we mean it. The people who listen to this program listen to Victoria talk about her experience in this circumstance with the parachute sheets that she has on her bed with her honey Lewis, and Jennifer has the sheets on her bed with her honey and
Buddy.
Your honey and your buddy, yeah.
And I've got them on my bed with my nice body pillow that I cuddle up with.
All set. I know that feeling, Kara. So anyway, whatever your circumstance with whomever you are sleeping, there is the wonder of feeling the best you can feel. And when you go to bed at night, you want to have that best feeling. You want to be just able to close your eyes and go off into wonderland. And this stuff really helps. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV to see what we're talking about. And one of the best things that we have enjoyed about this is the guarantee that we can say to you with 100% surety, you don't like these sheets? Send them back. They'll take them back.
And they don't go to waste.
No, they don't. Not at all. Yep. Percale bedding made from premium, long, stapled Egyptian cotton, crisp and cool to the touch, stitched together in Italy in a factory there, sent to California to be distributed to you, and you. So take our advice. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. That'll get you free shipping and free returns. Comfy bedding, cozy bedding, cute bedding, parachute quality plus. Parachutehome.com/DJV.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sites and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sites in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399, it includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4- and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking guides, and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's smartours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to working out, especially your brain. And our expert wine sommelier is Jennifer Horn.
Oh, boy.
You ever feel guilty about reaching for a glass of wine every now and then? Don't. Because science says what, Jen?
That it's good for you. Here's the, you know, you always hear about how it's good for your heart or good for, good for your system, really. Usually it's your heart. Well, now it looks like drinking wine is actually good for your brain. There's a neuroscientist who's my new hero in life. His name's Dr. Gordon Shepherd, and he's from Yale School of Medicine. He says that drinking wine engages more working parts of the brain than any other human activity, and that drinking wine is a workout for your brain. It has everything to do with the simple process of taste. And I can attest to this. When you taste wine, if you're actually doing it the right way, and you pay attention to everything that you're tasting and all of the senses that it engages when you're drinking the wine, you really are getting a stimulating workout because you're being mindful. We talk about mindfulness all the time. And mindful consumption does engage that brain of yours.
Mindful consumption.
Yeah. I had mindful consumption last night.
Phrase.
Yeah, right. I know. I think I should actually tag that. Do you think I should copyright that phrase, mindful consumption?
Mindful consumption. Yeah. Very good. Yep. Tag that. Dunkin' Donuts in the news today. Victoria is a customer in Worcester, Massachusetts. Went to a local Dunkin' Donuts shop, asked for a bagel with butter, and they didn't give her the butter. My God, under the circumstances.
It isn't so.
So she sued. Not only the one she went into to get the Dunkin' Donut, this or whatever it was, the bagel, she sued 23 Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, apparently, because she paid, or he paid, I think it's a he, he paid 25 cents for butter, and it was fake butter. It was like margarine.
Yeah, right.
So you Massachusetts people take your butter seriously.
Well, it ought to be taken seriously, because margarine's really bad for you, and butter's really good for you.
Yeah.
So you should be taking it seriously. He'll get $500 for representing the class action lawsuit. Lawyer gets $90,000.
But the interesting thing is this is now going to affect 23 Dunkin' Donuts locations throughout Massachusetts.
Wow. Yeah, right. It's the same franchise owner.
Other people can go, and for a year, they have to only use real butter. That's part of the deal. I don't even know how legally they can do that, but apparently they are.
You got to be smart enough to know what you're putting in your body. And margarine, anything that's a butter substitute, you don't want anywhere near your body.
Right.
Butter only. 10 before the hour here on the DJB thing.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the annual Outdoor Power Sale at Ace, our biggest outdoor power sale of the season. Save big on mowers, blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and more from the best brands like Craftsman and Toro, all under one roof. And as always, the help is free. Hurry into your local Ace now for huge savings during our biggest outdoor power sale of the year. Offers valid on select products through April 17th at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Fun to get away. It's a good place to be. Friday and a perfect day as we think about the weekend. Where can we go and have some fun? Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, home of the Frommers Travel Guide. We're going to talk about her trip to New Zealand and what's cool down there, some other escapes that maybe a day or two or a week or two, and Google Maps adding some pit stops that might be of interest to you. All these things coming up in a moment here.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every
every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've gotta Ibotta.
56 after the hour, Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guide. Did you have a good trip to New Zealand?
New Zealand is a magical place. If you've seen the Lord of the Rings movies, you probably know that. The wacky thing about Lord of the Rings is they take you to all of these landscapes that you think must be computer-generated, but once you've gone to New Zealand, you know that they're real.
Yeah.
And it's not only beautiful, you have people there who have a thirst for adventure that's almost pathological.
Really?
They create all of these wacky attractions for people to do. Everybody knows about bungee jumping, and I'm the worst mother in the world because I allowed my 14-year-old daughter to do it. And she absolutely adored it.
Yeah.
But they also have crazy things like schwebing. Schwebing is where you're attached to a track in a little capsule and you race the other person who's on a bike around the track. And it is so much fun.
Yeah.
And then in terms of nature, they take you to nature places that are borderline dangerous. You know, New Zealand is known as the Shaky Isles because they have so many earthquakes and they have so many geothermal features.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go to a place called White Island. It takes about an hour and a half to get there. It's out in the ocean. It's the tip of New Zealand's most active volcano.
Yeah,
and as you're getting off the boat, they give you gas masks. Because the sulfur fumes are so high, and hard hats, just in case something is ejected into the air and hits you. So it's fascinating. It's up 32% in terms of their tourism. Everybody wants to go there because despite the earthquakes,
safe.
I guess it's seen as a safer destination.
Very safe.
And the dollar is so strong. It's about $1.30 American to New Zealand. So it would be a very expensive destination, but not for Americans right now.
So, I've been told by a lot of people who have been there, I'd like to go because of the agriculture there. Dairy farming is very, very well done, and it's a beautiful, beautiful country for that reason. I'd like to go, but I'm also told that it's being overrun by Chinese. Did you find a lot of Chinese that were there?
Oh, yeah. We saw lots of Chinese tourists everywhere we went. In fact, in the bathrooms, there are signs saying, don't squat on top of the toilet, you know, sit on it.
Right, because they don't know how they in China, there are no toilets. Oh. Like, at least, not like our toilets.
Way of, right, exactly. So, very fascinating. But, you know, the Chinese are the biggest travelers in the world right now. You see them in Europe. We're starting to see them in the U.S. They can finally travel, I think. That's the reason why they're going in such numbers. They weren't allowed
to. On a plane from Boston to Los Angeles yesterday afternoon, there was a group of 14 Chinese students that were all together on the plane, headed back to China. They'd been visiting New England. So, they are all over the place. It's a very interesting reality of this world, and it's smaller and smaller. New Zealand is not a long flight, and you'd probably have a lot of fun there. I would like to do it sometime. Maybe this next winter, it'll be a good job. All right, Pauline, thanks for the info. Pauline Frommer.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.